what to eat, what not to eat, when to eat, when not to eat, how should I eat, how much should I eat. It's all very confusing, this eating stuff, but however, you have to eat, because if you don't eat, you die. It's really important. So how do you get it right? Well, the really important thing is this is your body. Nobody knows your body like you do. And even if they are a guru or an exercise scientist or a doctor of nutrition or whoever's giving you advice, they don't know what you like to eat. They don't know what you don't like to eat. They don't know your lifestyle. They don't know your metabolism. They don't know how much energy you need to get through your day. They don't know how stressed you are. They don't know the shape of your body. They don't know what shape you want to have. You might like to have a certain covering of body fat over your body, or you might want to be incredibly lean. Nobody knows that. So unless somebody's asking you specifically what's important to you about food, then perhaps don't listen, because they can't give you information about something that they don't know about. So a great series of questions that any professional person should be asking you about food: what do you like to eat? What don't you like to eat? What are you eating at the moment? Because obviously there's reasons for the way that you eat at the moment. How do you feel if you don't eat? How do you feel if you do eat? And they're really emotional questions. Where do you like to eat? Do you like to sit at the table, sit on a couch, go to a restaurant? There's all different. That would make a difference to the plan that somebody might suggest for you, because that's your lifestyle. When you eat, you have chosen to eat at certain times because it suits you. Now, you might want advice on all of that stuff, but nobody can give you advice until they've asked you all about you. So the series of questions is this: what do you love to eat? And if somebody suggests that you shouldn't eat it, you're going to have a challenge because you love it. What don't you like to eat? If they ask you that question and then suggest that you eat foods that you don't like, it's going to be a challenge. Nobody wants to put food into their mouth that they don't like, and nobody wants to waste calories, waste yummy food eating stuff that you don't like. People need to ask what you're eating at the moment. So those three questions: what do you love to eat? What don't you like to eat? What are you eating at the moment? So the next question is, why do you eat? And there's all different reasons for that. People eat for emotion. They eat because they're hungry. They eat because it's the time of the day to eat. They eat because they're at an event. They eat because they like to eat. There's all different reasons. And people need to be asking you, if they're going to give you advice about your eating plan, they need to ask you, why do you like to eat? Next question is, where do you eat? Next question is, when? How do you feel if you do eat? How do you feel if you don't eat? If you keep eating the way you are eating now, do you think that you will achieve all of your goals in life? Will you have the energy to do your sport? Will you have the energy to be a great parent? Will you have the energy to get through your day every day? Will you have the energy to achieve the things that you want to do? Will your brain be working effectively? So if you keep doing what you're doing now, will you achieve your goals as far as your food goes? Then they should be asking you, what do you want me to do to help you? Not somebody yelling at you or preaching at you or convicting you on their eating patterns. They should ask you, what would you like me to do for you? And you would then share with them, well, this is the advice that I need. Could you please help me with this? Ultimately, however, you're responsible for your food. You're responsible for your eating habits. You're responsible for the shape of your body. You're responsible for your energy levels. And even if you get the best advice on the planet, if you don't feel fantastic, if you don't look fantastic, if you don't have a heap of energy, that eating plan isn't working for you and you need to change it, regardless of if the person who gave it to you has a medical degrees or nutrition degrees or they're a doctor of food. It doesn't matter. If it's not working for you, it's not working. So let's have a look at those questions again and ask them of yourself. What do you love to eat? What don't you like to eat? What are you currently eating in the moment, and why do you eat that way? Where do you normally like to eat? When do you eat? How do you feel if you do eat? How do you feel if you don't eat? The two emotional questions. If you keep eating the way you're eating now, will you achieve your goals short-term and long-term as far as energy and body shape goes? What do you want an eating expert to help you with, a nutritionist to help you with, a dietitian to help you with, a fitness professional to help you with? And do they really know that they can help you, and do you know that they can help you? And most importantly, what are you prepared to do? If you take yourself through those series of questions, the eating program will become a lot more simple and a lot more easy to understand. And please don't take advice from somebody who wants to preach at you or tell you what to eat if they haven't asked you those questions first. Food, it's yummy. You've got to enjoy it. And if somebody tells you what not to eat or what to eat, you might not enjoy it so much. Yummy food.